Beloved, you're welcome to another powerful message from Reverend Sydney Alamensa. Reverend Sydney Alamensa is the head pastor of God is Our Light Church, City of His Presence. He is a man of God who operates in the healing, prophetic, and teaching ministries. Today, the man of God takes us through a series titled, Developing a Faith That Works. And the theme for today's episode is, What Arguments Does to Your Liftment, Part 2. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Good morning, church. Look at somebody, say, the beauty that you carry, I have not seen some before. No. I said, hey, oh, officer. Hallelujah. Jesus, have mercy. Hallelujah. You know, there are times in our lives that sometimes somebody can just say a bad word and it can be a stigma in your mind for the rest of your life. Somebody can just look at you and say, you are as porous as something. You are as ugly as, and you know you are not ugly, but even when you see somebody that says you are beautiful or handsome, then that word begins to, hallelujah. Look at somebody and tell them, you are handsome, you are beautiful. Hallelujah. Amen. I love the presence of God. Hallelujah. As a young man entering into my retirement, some of you are looking at me like, some of you are fake. Oh, you are fake too much. Hallelujah. Not now, but someday. I could have been somewhere messing around, but by grace, I'm here. Hallelujah. You could have been somewhere. Amen. But by grace, you are here. Hallelujah. I want to believe God that God will touch your life today. Amen. And we want to finish our series on what argument does to your liftment. Amen. Hallelujah. And I want to believe God that even as we go or we teach about number two, I don't want to go back. Please go back and watch the sermon. Hallelujah. But just for the benefit of those that are here for the first time, we find that sometimes we want to avoid argument in our lives. And most times, we do not even see that what we are doing is getting into an argument. Are you understanding me? And there are times in our life that some of us, we love ourselves so much that we will go through whatever we have to go through to make people feel inferior. Are you with me? And there are times where in our argument, we can just damp the spirit of individuals. Hallelujah. And most of us here, and I can say that all of us here, we have been in argument one way or the other. Are you understanding me? Am I communicating? And I told you last week that even babies, they argue with their parents, and sometimes you don't know. Are you with me? And by the time we realize, sometimes when we get into argument, it affects us one way or the other. Sometimes people can speak some kind of words that can kill our spirit. But James wants to show us how we can avoid argument. And somebody say, how is it possible I can avoid argument? Yes, it's possible. Are you understanding me? Scripture says that be ye perfect. It means that there is some part of your life that you can perfect it. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. Before modern psychology came, before men became psychologists that were able to speak to people and learn what they are going through and try to help them, before that, James was the chief psychologist. Are you understanding me? And James was able to let us know some of the things that we go through that causes conflict. And when I say conflict and argument, I want you to look at it in both ways. Argument and what? Conflict. Are you understanding me? And the book of James chapter 4 verse 1, it says that what causes conflict and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? And the And the line phrase here is your desires that battle, that battle, your desires that battle. And it says that they are within you. Somebody say within you. Say within you. So James says that the cause of argument is conflicting desires. When my want conflict with your want, it always sparks fire. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. And that is why you have individuals that will be in a relationship, and a person's want is more than the other, and will make sure that whatever I have to do to make sure my want is more than you, he or she will do it. But note it, not in a proper way. Are you understanding me? There are times where you might be even in a relationship, or you might be with a family, a brother, and they will see the kind of greatness that you have. Instead of them giving you a good advice, they will tell you, go and do this thing, because they have actually seen how far you can go. Are you understanding me? So people sometimes use their own selfish desires just to make sure they lord themselves over others. I've seen some families where some sisters and brothers have said, all of you, you bow before me. This is not a Joseph or Josephine. No. Are you understanding me? They have not had any dream anywhere, but they just look at them and say, all of you, you bow before me. One day you come and beg me for money. And truly, with that desire that goes overboard, he or she will manipulate things and make sure all the family, they will come and bow down before. And the way he or she will squeeze them before he even gives to them. I don't know if I have a witness here. Am I communicating? Have you seen that before? Hallelujah. Amen. And that is where desires go overboard. But let me say this thing. Desires are good. God created desires. Are you understanding me? God created this desire to eat, desire to get married, desire to get married, desire to buy a car. They are good desires. Are you understanding me? But when the desires, they go overboard, are you understanding me? That is where it becomes what? A problem. Hallelujah. Somebody say desire. Say desire. And I explained that what desires, and the Bible is very clear here, and it says that there are three basic desires that causes conflict. And apart from desires that are legitimate, God has given our own desires, but when they come above other people, that is where it is a problem. And then I gave you one desire that caused conflict, and is the desire to have. I won't go in there because of time. Number two is the desire to feel. Desire to feel. Hallelujah. Somebody say feel. When I say feel, what comes in mind? Is it feel like you feel for something, right? You want to buy something. There is a feeling to do something. Are you understanding me? A feeling to pray, a feeling to sing, a feeling to do something. Hallelujah. I have that feeling to embark on this journey. Hallelujah. Amen. So feeling is good. Are you understanding me? I want to feel good. I want to be comfortable. But anytime that I want to have all this satisfaction, and this satisfaction has to do with pleasures that are unnecessary, it is questionable. Are you understanding me? It is what? It is questionable. So James says in verse 3, it says that you want all you want. It says you want only what will give you pleasure. Are you understanding me? James chapter 4 verse 3. It says you want only what will give you what? Pleasure. It is not wrong to enjoy life. Look at somebody, it's not wrong to enjoy life. Tell the person, won't it be happy if you came with an S-Class Mercedes Benz? I went to the washing bay on Thursday, and I parked our company car, the small one, but it's just upgraded into 13th generation. But even that one that is upgraded to 13th generation with some bit of some specs like Apple CarPlay and all that, where technology is beautiful. Hallelujah. Where you sit in the car and then immediately your phone connect to the Bluetooth system, and then it puts all your messages, your everything there. You can even do Zoom and all that whilst you are driving. Isn't that beautiful? But when I parked my 13th generation, another 18th generation was parked there. Hallelujah. And when the washing bay guy just closed the door of the 18th generation, I couldn't even hear the door close. Someone say, hallelujah. Then I realized that there is a 13th generation and 18th generation. And that is called Mercedes-Benz S-Class. May God give you that grace. Hallelujah. May God give you that grace. In the name of Jesus. You know, sometimes people, when there is a prophetic word from the altar, anytime, you see, this is what the devil does. Anytime there is that prophetic word, immediately spoken, the devil say, look at your circumstance. It will never happen. Are you understanding me? You see, and son of burning for you. Are you understanding me? You see, that is why you believe so much in if I call you right now and I tell you that I see this person and I see a name like this, and you confirm it. You believe it so much. Are you understanding me? Because now your mind is connected and you have seen that there is actually somebody there like that in your life. Are you understanding me? But when I tell you that I prophesy on the word of God that Jehovah is the God that heals, may he heal you, you are like, where is that going to come from? Are you understanding me? But I want to let you know that this word is a word that can create and transform. Hallelujah. You see, that is why I don't joke with prophetic word, especially when it comes from the scripture to your life. Hallelujah. And God willing, when we have our extended night, Friday night service, spiritual giftings, I'm going to unveil certain things to you. Hallelujah. Some of you, when words are being preached, we sit down and we are like, things are happening in the spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. You want only what will give you pleasure. It's serious, man. You want only what word will give you what? Pleasure. And Timothy 6:17, it says that God made everything for our enjoyment. God made everything what? For our what? Enjoyment. Hallelujah. But when pleasure becomes the number one goal in your life, it's a problem. When pleasure becomes what? The number one goal in your life, what? It is a problem. It feels good to do this. And anytime you begin to say that you are entering into what? Into conflict. Are you understanding me? And it's going to cause a lot of problems in your life. When pleasure takes place over what is needful, then you are in trouble. Then you are what? In trouble. Sometimes you need something in life, but because of pleasure. I want everybody to see me. I want everybody to see I have arrived. This is me. This is everything about me. Desire to have and desire to feel good are the two desires that can bring what? Conflict. Are you understanding me? Desire to just what? Feel good. Hallelujah. There are times where, as much as it's good, is great to feel good, you should make sure that it is not an unnecessary pleasure. Are you understanding me? Are you understanding me? It's not an unnecessary pleasure. Some people can just maybe buy a car because of pleasure. It's not something they need, but it's just because people are driving these days. Are you understanding me? Because young ladies are now driving these days. I saw a young lady pass by me, G-Wagon. I rolled my glass, I looked at her. I don't prophesy you, but I prophesy the car. Hallelujah. You see, anytime men of God speak like that, people are like, oh no, why don't they begin to speak one bedroom? No, you don't deserve that though. Why are you looking at me like you are? I see somebody running around saying, I claim it by fire in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. No, what is so beautiful when the Lord has blessed you and you have your G-Wagon and you enter God's house? Are you understanding me? When God has blessed you that there is nothing in the church, you just come and say, Pastor, what do you need? This is not pleasure. This is what you need. When your need is very important than your pleasure, What do you need? And pastor says that what I need is, I need 20 acres of land. He say it is done. It is done. Hallelujah. I heard a story about a lady. She said that I want to paint the entire auditorium. Bought paint and painted an entire auditorium. Would you say with Jimmy? Are you understanding me? Some of us say we are not willing to sacrifice. If you want to go up, you need to sacrifice. Are you understanding me? I am here because of sacrifice. Sometimes I feel like I'm dying. I'm like, no, Lord. I didn't call myself. You called me. If you are willing to sacrifice, then be expectant to see another level in your life. Are you understanding me? If you are not willing, how some of us can go the extra mile just for natural things? When it comes to spiritual things, we are not willing to sacrifice. No, we are not willing to sacrifice. How many of us are willing to go on the threshing floor and pray and say, God, I just came here not because I need this. I came to worship. I came to worship. Sacrifice. Sacrifice. Somebody say sacrifice. Say sacrifice. Are you understanding me? There are times where you need to go the extra mile. Hallelujah. Ask men and women that have made it in life. Sacrifice. Or start it small. Nobody sees it. Still doing it. Consistency. Not breaking, no. Consistency. Hallelujah. I guarantee you that some of you are hoping for God to do something spectacular in your life. Sacrifice and see. And I'm not talking about only giving a sacrifice. Most of the time when we talk about sacrifice, it's money. It's like, I'm sure that when he finishes his sermon, he will say, bring me envelope. Hallelujah. No. I'm talking about sacrifice where you deny yourself because of the greatness upon your life. Are you understanding me? A lady that will say that I will go on 3-day fasting. No food, just water, or no water, because of what is ahead of me. Are you understanding me? I hear about a story, one family, every month something happens. Every infant, where is it from? Somebody has to sacrifice and go in a place of prayer. Are you understanding me? Somebody say sacrifice. Say sacrifice. The way my sermon is going, I might not finish today as well. Say sacrifice. It's very important that what we sacrifice. Somebody is sitting by you today. He might not look the version of who she is now, but because of sacrifice, she will be the version of tomorrow. Are you understanding me? She will be the version of what? Of the future. So sacrifice, it pays. Are you with me? It what? It pays. You can have a lady that was, listen, some of us, we are like, you see, it's good, we can pray in your house, it's fine, but there are times where you need to come to his house. The Bible says that when Josiah found himself in a place where he needed God, he ran to the temple of God. He ran to the temple and he began to quote scripture. He said, God of Abraham. When God begins to hear words like that, he now sees that his covenant is being activated. He said, God of Abraham, God of my fathers. Then God stands up and says, I hear somebody call my name. Who is that? And he sees Josiah in the temple. And he says, that man, what do you need? He said, the enemies are coming. My soldiers are tired. I need help. And that is where God sends divine help. I prophesy to you that before this month end, may divine help come to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. May divine help come to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Desire to feel is good, but please watch it when it goes overboard, because too much feeling causes conflict and argument. Are you understanding me? Somebody say too much feeling. Who feeling the 125? Hallelujah. It has gone beyond the normal feeling that men have, and that is where people can kill to get money. People can kill. Number three, desire to be, and this is pride, power and promise, clarity, desire to what? To be. Hallelujah. I want to be the number one. Look at somebody say, I want to be the number one. I want to be the number one. And that is what Satan did all the time. I will exalt myself. I. Everything I. You see, when you are in a relationship and your partners, they all the time, I. Watch them well. Hallelujah. Everything I. Uncle Wita. Hallelujah. I will do it. One day when there is, they will tell you, you, what did you bring? Everything it was I. Hallelujah. Watch it very well. I want to be the number one. It is the desire to be what? To be first. Are you understanding me? And this is what I call the me generation. Me. Hallelujah. I have seen people where even genuinely it was just them, they will say we. Are you understanding me? Because the we they are saying that I didn't just do it with my strength, but God gave me strength. Hallelujah. So desire to be is really an issue, and it always comes in this form, the desire to impress. Who are you? Look at someone, who are you impressing? Dang, Abba. Who are you impressing? Hallelujah. Imagine me one shirt beating me shoe now. Charlie meeting a meady. When the time comes, my wardrobe will be full. Tobua, catch you said Tobua. Hallelujah. Who do you want to impress? That you have to empty your account. Who do you want to impress? Some account are zero because of impression. Hallelujah. Some account are zero. They want to debit, they can't debit. Now it's going into the negative. Hallelujah. Your bank statement will show negative, negative, point, negative, point, negative. If the mathematicians tell me if there is something like that. Hallelujah. Because of what? Impression. People will borrow because of what? Impression. Hallelujah. People will borrow because of impression. Who do you want to impress? Hallelujah. Is the desire like this? Is a desire full of what? Pride. Somebody say pride. It's full of what? Pride. Number one, to impress. Full of what? Of pride. Please be very careful. Are you understanding me? Bible says in Proverbs 10:13. Yes, 10:13. Put it there for me. I believe so. Proverbs 10:13. It says pride leads to what? Argument. Are you understanding me? Pride leads to what? Argument. Say pride leads to argument. Then, and that's so simple. Hallelujah. It's so what? Simple. We don't want to give in. And I don't know how many of you have been in argument before. Have you been in argument before? And sometimes you are wrong. Amen. You feel like you are wrong, but you don't want to admit it. Is it true? You see that indeed I am what? I am wrong, but what? I don't want to admit it. Hallelujah. How many of you have been there before? If you are here, don't like to say sorry. Let me see. Hallelujah. Proverbs 13:10, not 10:13. Hallelujah. How many of you, if you are here, you don't like to say sorry? Let me see your hand. Would you sorry, Kaya Odimpa? I have fake people here. Oh. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. I have fake people here. If you are here, you don't like to say, let me see your hand. You are real. Hallelujah. Amen. Genuinely, some of your hands are down, but you are worse. You don't like to say sorry. You see, your sorry is a cliche. That's where your mom taught you. Everything says sorry. So you say sorry, but it's not from your heart. Because you've been taught to say what? To say sorry. Are you understanding me? Oh, say my car, sorry. And I'm a boy. Say my car, sorry. But in free me more. Because I've been taught to say sorry. Because if I say sorry, it will make you what? Feel good. So then let me say sorry. But is it from your heart? No, it's not from your heart. Are you understanding me? And anytime you find yourself in that place, it's pride. You have to know that what pride is, what is eating you up. Koka sorry, Debbie. Koka sorry, Debbie. Koka sorry, Debbie. Pride is what is, what is eating you up. Are you understanding me? And next time you are in an argument like that and you see pride knocking, ask yourself, is it worth it? Is it worth it to be in that position? Are you understanding? Is it worth it? Is it worth it? Because the more we fight, the more we argue, the more it destroys what things in our life. Are you understanding me? Some of us, we started so well in our relationship with our family, our uncle, our brother, whoever it was. But because of small argument, and one person should just say, I am sorry. There is a man standing by your side, speaking to your ears and saying, ah, no. Why do you have to say sorry? Hallelujah. The man with the horns, I tell you, he is with the horns because he's falling from grace. But if you check the Bible well, they call him the morning, what? The morning star, the day star. Are you understanding me? Beelzebul, Leviathan. That's the names of Satan. Are you understanding me? And he stand by your side and say, why do you have to say story? Sorry. And he speaks to your heart, and your heart is so hard. Why do you? And now he begins to bring your track record. Look at you. Look at the degrees you have in life. Why do you have to say sorry? But ask yourself, is it worth it? Are you understanding me? Is it worth? Is it? Listen, you can actually tell that this thing, what, it is my fault. James says that it is pride. Are you understanding me? It is what? It is. So you know, some of you begin to work on yourself. Begin to check it, because you've been saying sorry, but it's not from your what? From your heart. You with your more apologizing, I'm on your oh, munka, munka, oh, sorry, why? Enfinimu. Are you understanding me? Enfinimu. Ufia sorry, the was if you are we. What training answer? Make training answer, pa. Training answer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You do not have. James, go to 2 verse 2 3. He says that you do not have because you don't ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with what? Wrong motives. And James tells us that two reasons why our desires are not fulfilled is, number one, we don't pray. We don't what? Pray. Listen, let's be sincere to ourselves. Some of you, your hours in prayer is about 5 minutes, 16 seconds. You don't pray. Hallelujah. 5 minutes is even more. 2 minutes. The whole week you don't pray. Listen, this, your body is just a flesh covering your spirit. Are you understanding me? How can you walk with God if you don't pray, if you don't communicate to him? If you don't communicate to him and with him, we don't what? Pray. We don't pray. Hallelujah. And at the end of the year, we will sit in our room and we will say that, Lord, why is it? Why? You don't pray. The point is, you don't want to pray. The Bible says that the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man, I have taught here, effective and what? Fervent. Consistency. Are you understanding me? Begin to build some discipline in your life. Every morning I pray 10 minutes. In the afternoon I will do 5 minutes. I will do 10 minutes. In the evening I will do 30 minutes, an hour. I know a lady. Hi. She swore to herself. But she said, Lord, I have had an encounter to you. And last year, this started last year. He said, every evening I will pray 30 minutes before I sleep. Consistently. Unless something comes up and then, you know, it doesn't happen. Consistently 30 minutes. Are you understanding me? We don't what? We don't. Listen, our desires are not answered because we don't pray. The day there is revival, we pray. Katombeliata, Santokote. After 2 weeks, we go back to the cell. And the enemy is saying, I told you, if I push her small, she will give up. If I misikinu kakrebi pe, she's going to give up. I told you. And that answer is just almost close. And the enemy appears among the sons of God. And he says that, I know that this lady has waited for years, but Lord, are you sure that can you give this blessing to her? I don't think you've tested her too much. I don't think that she's gone through trial, not test trials too much. Can you allow me to just do something a bit? And then something happens and you backtrack and say, after 3 years, why is it that my life is still like this? Are you understanding me? Listen, somebody say, push it a bit. You see, when Ruth told Naomi that your God will be my God, you know what she was saying? When you pray morning, I pray. When you pray afternoon, I pray. When you pray evening, I pray. Your God will be. It means that if your God says that 60 days fasting, I fast with you, I will stand with you because I have nowhere to go. I have nowhere. Listen, maybe you have somewhere to go. Me, I don't have anywhere to go. The only person I have is Jesus. Are you understanding me? Some of you have gigantic greatness, if I should use that word, upon your life or in your life. But this thing is this your 10 hours sleeping. You are following your app on your phone. Your app is telling you are not sleeping too much. You are not sleeping too much. You know. You don't know there are some app, there are satanists that program that app. So now you are like, you type it and it comes. You slept 9 hours, 30 minutes. You are not doing well. Increase it to 15. You are somebody say you are digging your grave. Are you understanding me? And they are there. I'm telling you, they are there. You see, one day you are there, now there something can download sleep app. And some of you have set your alarm. You sleep 9 p.m. and your wake time is 5:30. And you do this consistently for the week, and you are saying, Lord, why are you not answering my prayer? You are digging your desires, you are digging your future, you are digging your expectation. You are digging them. I believe it's a good place to clap your hand. You are digging what? Them. Are you understanding me? James says that what? You don't pray. He says that when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with what? Wrong what? Motives. Are you understanding me? Apart from you don't pray, you ask with what? Wrong motive. Show me, I show them. 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 What kind of prayer is that? Show me, I show them. You continue. The Lord will show you. He'll show you a small corner. Hallelujah. You see, so what are you doing? A bomb, sir. Saying, I mean, show me, Lord. Show me. Would you tell me when she like a crown and make us show them? Say, you day, Father. Lord, you know, say, already day. You know, be you, you go make you know, say, you already day. Hey, mono, so he already day. Are you understanding me? God is already there. It's not, you see, some people say, Lord, show yourself so strong that I show my enemy. The man is already strong. Are you understanding me? He doesn't need to prove himself to you. Are you understanding me? You see, we pray with what? Wrong what? Motives. Wrong motives. Lord, I don't know, but when I was growing up, Lord, this my uncle treated me this way. Father, I know that you are with me. Lord, bless me. Bless me. Bless me. Mama, thankful. What kind of answer is that? Are you understanding me? Listen, the more I pray, Lord, I want to love you more. Lord, bless me. Don't go with that motive. Are you understanding me? Don't go with that motive. Nyami shrami na minche reverend say, Misumide. You've not heard that prayer before. Hallelujah. You've not heard that prayer before. The Bible says in Philippians 4:19, it says that my God shall supply what? I want you to stand up and decree this prophetic word. Say, my God. Are you seeing a supply? No. I want you to picture a supply right now. Say, my God. What are you praying for? Say, my God. What are you expecting? Say, my God. Say, my God. You see, anytime you say, my God, you know the God of your secret place. Are you understanding me? You see, if anytime I stand here, I say, my Father, I am connecting myself to the midnight prayers. I am connecting myself to the days where I pray in my secret place. So when I say, my Father, I'm saying, God, all those years of sacrifice, it cannot go down in the drain. Say, my God, will supply. Will supply my need from our Bible. I see the anger from you. Was it from what? His what? It means the guy is just dead. The guy is what? He is what? The guy is what? He's just dead. So imagine you're praying that kind of prayer. You will supply my need from your what? Riches. Nyami. Are you understanding me? Say, my supply is coming to me. Say, it's coming to me.
It's coming to
give somebody imaginary high five. Say, it's coming to me. I said imaginary high five. Hey, Raddy. Hallelujah. I didn't say high five. I said imaginary. Hallelujah. It says that riches in glory because of what Christ has done for us. You know what Christ has done for you? He came to die for you and I. The more he was nailed, the more he was producing your riches. The more he was nailed, the more he was producing your riches. The more he was nailed, the more he was producing. He was affirming your riches. Are you understanding me? Listen, one day some of you, God will move you from a place of richness to a place of wealth. Do you know wealth? Wealth is when I don't work, but the money look for me. Media, you are lying. My time is not up. Hallelujah. Wealth is when what I don't work, but money won. Look for me. Are you understanding me? Say, money will look for you. 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 Say, it will look for you. Say, it will look for you. Say, it will look for you. If there is a song like, you see, when we sing this song, that goodness is running after me, it's not just goodness, say, enimpa. Say, nyami ato yo. It will run after you. Are you understanding me? It will run after you. That is why the Bible said, yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comforted me. Are you understanding me? If there is any comforter, it is the Paracletus. He is the one that will comfort you. I see your supply coming in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Now, man, money, imagine high five. Like I say, he's done it. He's done it for me. Come on, say, he's done it for me. Say, he's done it for me. 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 Hallelujah. Please have your seat. He's done it for me. James says that. Instead of arguing and fighting, let's use the time to pray. Let's use what? The time to pray. Instead of going and say,
You know, sometimes they are even scared, or they want somebody to help them and hold them. You know, somebody say, don't go, but they are scared. Are you understanding me? But the day you pick the fight and there's nobody to say, you will see. Hallelujah. Instead of arguing and going into conflict, choose the time to what? Come on. I see a woman go before God saying, Lord, this is your word. I will be the head and not the tail. Impanto minika parada. Satom ponte. Erete bedia tabayada. Listen, whilst you are fighting in your secret place, he's working it out before day comes. And that is why Jesus, anytime he walked out of the night in prayer, he enters the day and he doesn't struggle. Because he has fought the battle in the night. Are you understanding me? Can I preach like a fool? He has fought the battle in the night. So when he sees the blind man, he says, eyes open. Because he has fought the battle in the night. When he sees the cripple, he said, be healed. He has fought the battle in the night. Who battle no? Who fighting in the daytime? Who battle no? Who fighting in the daytime? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, this cosmos is ruled by the night, not the day. I'm telling you, it's ruled what? By the night. And that is why when you are a man of the night, when you don't joke with your evening hours, you see, the time your body is tired, when you are stretching, that shows your desire to go the extra mile. Are you understanding me? Not when you have eaten all your cocoa, tebanku and everything, and then ayabada, and pine and kobe. Yeah. Hallelujah. One year crowd, four. That then turns no. Nowadays we have to check those that eat fully. They come and pray in tongue. We need to check. Sometimes you see rice and banku. Now who's an impact? Where did you mean? We're begging our honor. Hallelujah. I believe it's a good place to clap here. Listen, we need to rule the night. And Jesus taught us that thing. Are you wanna? And that is why he never joke with the night. Are you wanna? Because before the day will come, it has to roll over from the night to the day. Are you understanding me? Are you understanding me? So the Bible says that when there was darkness, the Lord spoke light. And the light appeared, and darkness comprehended it not. Are you understanding me? I need to have rulership over the night. And when you have men and women that have rulership over the night, you have a store. You just sleep 48 hours and you come and open. You take your keys, you open. You say, Dana, si, Daonyami, Nasi. And you open and then things are not going. You are like, the church I'm going, there's no anointing. You are the problem. Are you understanding me? You don't pray. Sacrifice more and pray. You are like, hallelujah. I know some of us. Listen, some people when you talk to them, hey, amen. My family doesn't that grow. Amen. Hey, I'm so full. But your AD says some of mine because a yoba humpa and can a mom time your way name kakra and koba buam more time away him. When I have seen in the spirit that there are two people sitting on your blessing and your breakthrough, me more time a year will be flexible. Hallelujah. Look at this. We're watching this thing on TV. This man of God was ministering. Fetish, mommy, fetish. We a kum ni mommy. I say kum, uncle B. And the person is working to die another person. And nipana or no, yes, I no crano. Only you with the best 55. Before no any time, best one, obey will not kum kofo be brain. And when you sleep, you cross your leg. And you, oh God, let me end my sermon. Hallelujah. You cross your leg and then you sleep like that. Are you understand? Listen, why did Paul tell Timothy, wage a good war? Why didn't he say, I'll wait? Listen, place of intercession is good. Somebody say it's good. Say it's good. It's good. But there are times where you need to what? Push it yourself. Are you understanding me? Don't be a lazy Christian. Don't be lazy. Are you understanding? Plan your life. Plan your life. Plan it well. Let some discipline come into your life. Are you understanding me? This hour, this is what I do. This is what I do. This is what I... Listen, there are some people you cannot interfere in their disciplines and in their planning. No. They will tell you, I'm sorry, I have to call you back in 2 hours or in, because I need to attend to something. Are you understanding? Not like someone will blow our horn, I'm going to pray. No, uncancho. I need to attend to something, but he's going to pray. Are you understanding me? Because he has a day to nyami say every 9 p.m. Bia. Are you understanding me? My saying nyami boss say 9 me ba be bompae. Inti nyami any na fa. Na imagine so nyami o this ha, nyami o strong, oni bi bia ba 9 p.m. na oni ho. Na uti phone so. I love you dear. I miss you. Na nyami ti ho twem. Are you understanding me? And then maybe for 2 weeks like that. See, that is why some of you, you will call him, you will never show up. He will never show up. Are you understanding me? And sometimes, some of us, you know, baby, we are interceding for prayer, and God will say, listen, son, what is happening to her? I am in it. I want her to go through to toughen her. I am in it. Are you understanding me? Because you have lazied yourself for years. But where God wants to shift you and take you. Hi. Listen, imagine that here in Ghana here, you can't even spend time to pray. And God take you to US. Where you see Agade, Zoom, man. You see those guys? Yeah, man, you know, I'm coming from Brooklyn, you know. And yeah. You know, I'm from Virginia. Hallelujah. And you enter some place and you see all those ladies and all those guys and all those things. And you from here, even 10 minutes you can't pray and up there. You see, that is why there are people who travel there. They don't backfollow. They backstay. They don't backfollow. They want. They backstay. They die. Are you understanding me? Even here you can't pray and you go up there where you are exposed to a lot of things. Where time is money. Time is money. You wake up, you are chasing money. Immediately, there are some countries, immediately you enter, they say, come for dollar. Are you understanding? They've written there, the nation of dollar. Are you understanding me? A man of God was crossing from a town to the other town. When he got there, in the realm of the spirit, he saw two trees. And these trees were there. And he said, told the driver, I said, stop. And he started praying. And then he took an oil, went there and then poured the oil and say, whatever you want from us, we won't give it to you. We pour this oil and we curse you in the name of Jesus. When they went to the program, they came back, the tree was dead. And you know what? What the spirit does is that anybody that crosses the town, it imagines a womb vampire. Womb vampire. Until Uchem will crumb this, Uchem will. What will cook new beggar and I'll take an umna. We see piano. I now we be a new no. I got a zoo. I got a zoo. I got a zoo. I got a zoo. And I would come with her. They be out. I got a zoo. Niachi. I got a zoo. Niachi. Spiritual levy. Hallelujah. And then you are where you are, and then you come and say, man. You see, that is why some pastors, they are suffering. No, we, because that's our calling. We have to suffer for you. Hallelujah. Because you yourself, you are not spiritually discerning. Are you understanding me? Some people sit in buses. They immediately sit in buses. Akimura. media, my time is up. They say I should preach. Yeah. Hallelujah. You sit in car, say, Achimora, pure, everything you buy, every polo, everything you will buy. Are you understanding me? One some will sit, they will buy, but they will pray. Lord, I commit myself. I told you, we sit in a flight from here to Takrad, and the plane was doing something. I said, Lord, I will not have, my time is not up. I started imagining myself, the plane is going, what will I do? I remember we sat in there, and LP was asking, this thing, do you know how to use? You know, sometimes we sit and the ladies come and say, you know, when the thing come blowing, it's like this, like this, like this, like this. And that guy people, they won't watch, they are like, you know, pressing their phone. Sometimes when I say, if something happened, somebody like come and ask me, I say, when the lady was doing, you see? Some fire, yeah. Please stand up on your feet. Let me close.
Precious one, I believe you have been blessed by that powerful message from Reverend Sidney Elementsa. Don't forget to share this message with your loved ones. God bless you. Shalom.